And now, on a special Southside bonus, we're delighted to be able to welcome a young musician who's going to be performing in Newcastle very shortly. He's produced a whole range of things, which we'll be hearing. He's also produced a song called Wolves. Yes, Rob, Wolves, exactly. We're talking about the legend that will be Afnan Prince. Afnan, good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Delighted to touch base with a good self, and looking forward, because, I mean, I've actually heard Wolves. We're going to hear it in a few moments. We've got two fine folk in the studio who are keen to have a chat with you. We've got Rob Nichols, who, when he's not actually being the editor-in-chief of Fly Me to the Moon, the official Borough fanzine, he's also a very keen music reviewer and musician himself. In
Vales. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. There we are. So it could well be that he'll be reviewing some of your work in the very near future. I mean, just looking at the whole sequence, you've had some very sort of impressive credentials so far, Afnan, because not only have you actually been aired on BBC Six Music, BBC Radio 2 and BBC Introducing, you're also nominated for the Songwriter Award at the Upbeat Awards She Songwriting Competition and was crowned winner of Best New Artist of the Year 2015 by Marcus Magazine. So it's all going swimmingly so far, it would seem.
It's not bad, yeah. I mean, I've always kind of set my sights like higher than, you know, whatever I attain. So, yeah, I'm on track. I'm never quite satisfied, though.
And that's the right line of every great artist, really. The humming of our hearts are twittering. A little tape slowed down. There's distortion in the sound. How would you describe your own particular sound, Afnan? We're going to hear it in a few minutes, but how would you describe it yourself?
It's kind of hard for me to, like, describe exactly what my sound is, but it's just basically I try to go with the feeling and just try to play with that. I'm not too rigid with my songwriting. I just try and let whatever's happening in the moment come out. I think that's my process.
AfnanPrince.net is, of course, the go-to web address for various other bits and pieces. But I know Joe is almost beside himself with excitement because he says, yes, I want to hear this song called Wolves, this strange thing. Have you got any background? Do you want to sort of share with us how you came up with the title and just confirm that it's got nothing to do with Wolverhampton Wanderers, the football club?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't have anything to do with Wolves, the football club. But it's basically a retelling of a turbulent time, but with the benefit of hindsight. That's all it was for me. Because sometimes it can be hard for, you know, to be subjective in situations which aren't the best for you, but you feel that they are at the time. So it was kind of a little bit of a basis on that.
Well, we're going to have a listen to Wolves now. Stay with us because both Rob and Joe will have a few questions for you after we've listened to the fabulous Afnan Prince and Wolves.
Of our hearts are twittering like tape slowed down. There's distortion in the sound. of our hearts.
Humming of our hearts are twittering could almost be Borough fans as they're waiting for the last few games of the season. But Rob Nichols, actually, that's a round of applause, I think, first and foremost.
Yes,
yes, go with that. Splendid. Rob, what did you make of your, I think, first time you've actually heard Afnan Prince?
It is indeed, yeah. That's a beautiful song, Afnan.
Oh, thank you very much. Very kind of you.
So when you go out live, do you have a backing band with you? How do you work it?
To be honest, most of the time at the minute, I just play solo. I mean, I've got a few pedals that I loop a lot of stuff, but I try and keep it as bare as possible at the minute.
So it'd be quite a different experience seeing you live to listening to your music there, in some respects.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is a very, very different experience live, especially. It's a lot more intimate and stuff, because I just did a UK tour, my first headline UK tour as well, actually, recently. And we did very, very specific venues for that exact reason. We did things like cinemas and, you know, like tea houses and things.
Yeah.
Just to kind of really create that feel of, like, intimacy.
Yeah.
Within the music and everything. And it was, yeah, it was a fantastic little experience.
And that lends itself so well. That your material, I can just picture it, you know, in an intimate venue, because it obviously your voice comes across so well on that recording. So
thank you very much. Cheers.
All positive stuff. Joe, what did you make of that?
Yes, sounded a very good song. It's first time I've heard any of your work, but I'm not going to be able to contribute much more than that. I can talk about football. I'm not as good as talking about music, but no, sounded good.
You could have words with the students at the University of Sunderland and say, look, he's performing in Newcastle, we should get him down to Sunderland as well. Just a thought there. Great stuff in terms of the delivery. I mean, where do you see yourself going? Because obviously you've done TV music soundtracks, you've done various other sort of factors from that. Is it just a case of where the mood takes you, or have you got a grand scheme of events and things in mind?
Well, basically, I mean, the idea now for me is to, obviously this single is coming out on the 14th of May, which is going to be fantastic. And then I've got the launch for the single, and then the EP is going to be released at the back end of the summer. Then I've got a 30 to 40 date tour around October time. So I've got lots to kind of do, lots of live stuff, which I'm looking forward to.
You're playing at the Head of Steam, aren't you, coming up? That gig's coming up, which is...
Yeah, I'm playing the Head of Steam on Saturday as well, yeah.
It's a really nice venue. It's just been revamped recently, hasn't it? So it'd be...
Yeah, it's lovely space, with a great reputation as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see, this is where Rob's expertise comes in, because I wasn't aware of the Head of Steam as a venue, yeah. To some say.
Well, there's a Head of Steam that's just opened up in Teesside, near to where we're talking to you from now, so that might be... Have you played in Teesside at all, Middlesbrough, Stockton?
Do you know, I've never had the pleasure yet.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to my first outing there. I know.
The heart of the Northeast, and yet you stay in, you know, that's unbelievable.
Well, maybe you can get that link up with the Head of Steam here as well, so that would be... You know, that another intimate space.
Yeah, it's definitely on the list for like the October dates and everything. So I would love to get out there. Actually, probably sooner than that as well.
Yeah, we are.
Brilliant.
You see, that's what we do with respect to Southside Broadcasting Afternoon. We don't only sort of promote the tour. We actually set up tour gigs actually during the interview. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's great. Rob only takes 15%, so it's all great. Really kidding. It's just a little lie.
Just 10.
It's been fantastic touching base with you, good self. Actually, I'll just reverse the sort of line from Joe then. And Joe's obviously more of a footballing chap as opposed to a musical chap. What are your views on the current state of the Northeast football? Teams, if any?
Oh man, it's tough for me to comment on that, because, like, you know, it's hard to watch Newcastle.
As it always been, really.
Yeah, it is. It's getting more and more difficult every season.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's still good. But you know, like, it still inspires me to, like, play football every Monday and stuff. So That's good enough, I think.
Well, you see, they should clearly, Rafa Benitez, should sign you up. You could do a song for the team in the dressing room. You could go out,
yes,
score a hat
them.
Trick. Exactly. It's what they need, you know, and then become Leicester City next season. It's great.
Well, good. Best of luck with the performing and the songwriting.
Indeed, Afnan, it's been a genuine pleasure touching base with a good self. I take it you've had an okay interview with us today. Has it been all right for you, sir?
It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for having a chat with me.
And so will you return to us and keep us appraised of when you're coming into the area next, and also how the tour is going, how the album's tour? Will you return, Afnan?
Of course I will, of course. Thank you very much.
Yay!